بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله شكرا لأنعامه واستعينه على وظائف حقوقه. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. دعا إلى طاعته وقاهر أعداءه جهادا عن دينه لا يثنيه عن ذلك اجتماع على تكذيبه والتماس لإطفاء نوره. ثم أما بعد، فقد قال علي عليه السلام: فالمتقون هم أهل الفضائل، منطقهم الصواب، وملبسهم الاقتصاد، ومشيهم التواضع. For more explanation about this part of sermon 192 of Nahj al-Balagha, which is about the characters of pious men, which says muttaqin or pious men are those their speech is to the point. We explain little bit about what is مَمَنْتَقُهُمُ الصَّوَابُ, this part, and had some discussions about backbiting, which is not صَوَاب and is sin. For more explanation, let me hear first recite this hadith, the tradition, which is narrated from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhum as-salam. It is narrated that Imam alayhi as-salam said, من ذكر رجلا من خلفه بما هو فيه مما عرفه الناس لم يختبه ومن ذكره من خلفه بما هو فيه مما لا يعرفه الناس اختابه ومن ذكره بما ليس فيه فقد بهته. In this hadith, Imam alayhi salam first referred to the definition of backbiting, or we can say some exceptions, or one of the exception of backbiting, and the difference between backbiting and false accusation. Imam alayhi salam says, if a person mention a man in his back when he is absent, he is speaking ill of him, but he speaks something everybody knows about. Something is famous. It is not hidden. People know that this man, oh, the man is famous for his evil action. It is not something that you expose to the public. You bring it to the public. Imam alayhi salam says it is not backbiting. But if somebody speak ill of somebody and the backbiting person has got the character, he doesn't lie about the person, he says something which is right, but people don't know about it. This is backbiting and haram. But if somebody says something about a mu'min, a believer, which is not in him, he doesn't commit or he doesn't have, he doesn't possess that character, it is not backbiting, it is something more. It is false accusation, which combine of two sins. So here, first Imam referred to exceptions. Exceptions are mentioned in scholars' speech and in ethic books. Where backbiting is allowed, or where you can speak ill of somebody. We can say in these cases which we refer, may even could be considered out of the definition of backbiting, or at least these conditions are exception. There are about six or more even conditions which backbiting is allowed, but I refer only to three which are very important here. The first one is lawsuit and to make a complaint to the police or take a case to the court. Of course, it is not possible that you complain about somebody and you don't mention his name, you don't mention his action, it is not possible. When you record a case to the police, something wrong is doing, is done, is being done here. And you have to record it to the police. You have to tell person X doing so in the place, address like this. Mention everything. How many are they? What are they doing? This is not forbidden. Something is harmful to the society. Something unlawful is doing in the public. Something that can harm others. You have to record it to the police. He's going to kill others. You have to stop him. Others don't know about it. You know. Or there is some dispute between you and somebody in a case. He borrowed something from you and he's not going to give it back to you. No, it is not allowed to go and speak here and there when it is useless. If you tell me about, it doesn't affect anything, doesn't affect him anything. Here you are not allowed. If you come to me and telling me, Mr. So is not a good person, he borrowed something and he's not going to give it back to me. When I cannot do anything, and even if he hear about, it doesn't affect him. It is not important for him to I cannot do anything, and he's not going to give you in this case. Sometime, it is like this. If you tell people, he will be stopped from his wrong action. Here also is like the taking it to the court, to reporting to the police. But sometimes it is not like this. Just you spread evils in the society. Oh, Haji Fulan, that Haji, he is also like this. So we could be like that. When you speak ill of him, you are not only, you don't only harm him, you harm the society, you spread evil amongst others. No, here it is not allowed. Allah doesn't love the public to understand of harmful speech. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء إلا من ظلم. Allah doesn't love the public understand of harmful speech unless it be by one to who God does not love. A person who is oppressed, he wants to just show, he wants to defend himself. Defending himself or the society, as I gave some example. He's going to defend either himself or the society or even the person himself. When a person commits sin, he oppresses himself. It is ظُلْمٌ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. You want to stop him from this. It is a matter of amr ma'ruf, enjoying goods to people. Advising people to do right, to do good. Here, when speaking ill of him is effectful. It can affect him or stop him. In any case, stop him by the force or because he fear his about his he's worried about his reputation. However, it can stop him. Here, you could backbite him. You can speak ill of him. It is not, of course, backbiting with the emotion, bad emotion. It is telling ill of him to solve a problem. Or in another word, there are some stronger interest for the person, for you, or for the society to speak ill of this person. This is the first case. The second one, advise and counsel it. When somebody comes to you, for example, about marriage, a youth, a young man want to marry to a girl, and he consults you about her, asking you whether the girl is worthy for the marriage or not. You cannot say, okay, here, if I say everything, it should be, it is not allowed. Or a person comes to you and asks you, we want to share some business with this man. How is he? Is he good to share the business? He doesn't cheat me in future. He won't cheat me. Here you cannot say, no, I cannot say everything about him. No. For consulting, you are Amin, trustworthy. You are trusted. You should speak everything which can affect in this case, which has its reason and affection in this case. Of course, for example, the young man asking you about the girl, what can go to the marriage you can speak about her? What those things which is not, which doesn't have any connection to the marriage, you are not allowed to tell about these things. Yeah. He, for example, asking about the man. The man is very good, is his business, he's very trusty, and so on. Then you are speaking about his wife. Huh? What is the matter? You are not allowed to speak about something which is not due to this matter. He's asking, is this person trusty? I can trust him? In business, you say, no, his wife is not a good woman. What? Here, no relation between this and that. What are you telling me? You should say, what can help me? And what is not related to the matter, you shouldn't express and tell me about that one. Or the girl asking about the boy, is he good to, can I marry him? Can I trust him in marriage? You are speaking of his mother, father, or so on. If it is related, it is allowed. For example, okay, he's, because of his mother, you cannot live with him or something like this. Okay, it is related, but when the matter is not related to the issue, you are not allowed to speak about this one. The more and the third one, speaking about the revelata in religion, somebody brings something new in religion, something which is not in Islam, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the Holy Quran, and Imams alayhum assalam, none of them said anything about or made it wajib. He says, okay, this is something obligatory in Islam to do so. He brings something new in the religion. Here, you have to speak ill of him to introduce him to people, not telling people with false accusation or accuse him falsely. No, you should. not speaking something which is not in him. No, it is not allowed. It is forbidden, even about him. But speaking about his evil action, this man trying to lead you to become leader, he looking for a position in the society. He's not sincere, or he hasn't got enough knowledge about Islam. He make mistake. He's an evil person. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ثلاثة ليس لهم حرمة صاحب حوى المبتدع والإمام الجائر والفاسق المعلن بفسقه. This hadith is in Wasail al-Shi'a, volume 8, page 605. Volume 8. In this hadith, and the other one also is like this, other hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا غَيْبَةَ لَهُمْ صَاحِبُ حَوَى وَالْفَاسِقُ الْمُعْلِنُ بِفِسْقِهِ وَالْإِمَامُ الْجَائِرُ. Three persons, they are not respected in Islam. So in the other hadith says there is no backbiting for them. If you speak ill of them, it is not backbiting, it is not haram. Who are these three persons? The first person who following his evil design, and he bring new things in religion. Because of his own desires, because of his hawa nafs, he brings something new in Islam, which is not in Islam. And he and the other one is Imam al-Ja'ir. Cruel or unjust ruler. Unjust ruler who rules unjustly, oppress this people. The third one is al-fasiqul mu'lanu bifisqih, a wrongdoer. He does his evil actions apparently and in the public. He's not shameful of, he's not shy of his action. He come to the public and in the public commit evil and wrong actions. Okay, this is three main conditions which backbiting is allowed. And we said backbiting is a great sin. It is a big sin. A sin, you know, those evil actions that are treated in the Holy Quran, considered as great action, great sins. And if a person commits, he should repent and ask forgiveness. By mistake, may he commit backbiting. How? can he repentant? And repentance of backbiting is what? Here I refer to a paragraph of Faiz Kashani is a great scholar in Mahajjat al-Bayda, volume 5, page 273. He says, اعلم أن الواجب على المغتاب أن يندم ويتوب ويتأسف على ما فعله ليخرج به عن حق الله ثم يستحل المغتاب ليحله فيخرج عن مظلمته. In this paragraph he says there are two rights, or there is right for two persons to be given back. What is repentance? Repentance is that you regret from what you have done. You are sorry for doing a wrong action. Sometimes a person say astaghfirullah, but when he remember his action, he enjoys. It is not repentance. It is not tawbah. Sometimes when he say astaghfirullah, he feel that sorrow. He feel why I made that mistake. Even made tears come to his eyes. He's sincere in this. So, says Faiz Kashani, says, now you should know what is obligatory and what is wajib or backbiter. First, that he regrets. Be regretful of what he has done, and then repentant. He asks forgiveness. وَيَتَأَسَّفْ أَلَوْ مَا فَعَلَهُ. Be sorrow of what he has done. Why? What is this? This is لِيَخْرُجَ عَنْ حَقِّ اللَّهِ. Here, the first right is Allah's right over this man. This is for asking Allah's forgiveness. First, Allah should forgive him. This is the first. Finished? Now, there is another right to be fulfilled. That one is to go to the person who is backbiten and ask his forgiveness. You see, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says backbiting is worse than adultery. Why? Because there is only one right. That's Allah's right. You ask, adultery is very bad and has got a severe punishment. It will be punished by fire. But this one is worth, because repentance is hard. To repent, to ask forgiveness, to come out from this sin is a little bit difficult. Says because if a person backbites somebody and he asks forgiveness of Allah, Allah doesn't forgive him except the person who is backbiting, he forgives him. Otherwise, sin is there. Of course, sometime, if you go and ask him forgiveness, may a dispute or a war arise, and something worse starts. No, there, just ask forgiveness for him. Huh? Make good deeds for him. Or somebody has died. Then you can, how you can ask his forgiveness? Here also, may you satisfy him with doing good for him, or at least to try to about his reputation, what you have done wrong, to spread good of him, or asking forgiveness for him. Here, so this scholar, as we refer to the hadith, both said that to asking forgiveness of backbiting is to satisfy the backbiting person, the one who is backbiting. Okay, Imam alayhi salam said, if you speak ill of somebody which is not in him, وَمَنْ ذَكَرَهُ بِمَا لَيْسَ فِي فَقَدْ بَهِتَهُ. Imam Kadhim alayhi salam said, if you speak ill of somebody which is not in him, it is false accusation. And false accusation combined of two sins, backbiting and to accuse somebody with something which is not in him. There are many verses in the Holy Quran, but let me refer to this hadith, the hadith which is in Bahar al-Anwar, volume 72, page 198. This hadith also is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet says, مَنْ بَهَتَ مُؤْمِنًا أَوْ مُؤْمِنَةً أَوْ قَالَ فِيهِ مَا لَيْسَ فِيهِ أَقَامَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى تَلٍّ مِّن نَارٍ حَتَّى يَخْرُجَ مِمَّا قَالَهُ. If a person accuses somebody with false accusation, accuse a mu'min, a believer, or mu'mina, or says something which is not in him, it is because sometime you say, the person commit like this. You accuse him of doing something which he has not done. Or sometime you say that, for example, he has got something in his body, speaking shame of him, something. Then, أو قال فيه ما ليس فيه. Yeah. If he accuses believers, men and women like this, in the day of judgment, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will keep him stop on a mountain of fire. In this court, he keep him and telling him, just you have to prove what you have said. Can he prove? When he said something wrong, when something which is not existing in the reality, no? Something which is not real, how can he prove it? No? He cannot, of course. أو يخرج مما قال. He should prove, or he could leave what he have said, but it is not also possible, because your action accompany you with in the day of judgment. Here may you can leave it, asking his forgiveness, telling those you have talked with them about the person, I lied. Just telling them that what I have said was wrong. No, the man is not like this, trying to solve the problem. We ask Allah to help us to refrain from all kinds of sins, especially from backbiting. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu bless us and forgive all of us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.